are here at
the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. I am Erica Monroe Kane, and I'm lucky enough to be the Director of Communications.
Let's talk.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Let's go back in time. This museum has more than a century-long legacy. Let's talk about that for a moment.
That sounds great. Yeah, it is a great irony because the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art is the longest standing or serving the community here in the area as a cultural organization. So the museum has been serving the community for 116 years, which is something really exciting and that we're very proud of.
Nicole, keeping it contemporary forever.
Yeah, contemporary forever, exactly. Art now.
I love it. And that's what they were saying 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they were sitting back, you can imagine demanding art now, and it was bustles and buns and smocks. I love it.
In a lot of ways, they were as cutting edge and as hip and contemporary as we'll ever be.
It's true. You think about some of what people imagine as really strange or unusual, or as you said, cutting edge art, and many of it is more than 100 years old. I mean, think about how long people have been enjoying and puzzled by surrealism and some of those themes that are very relevant today and feel very fresh today, but were blowing people's minds, you know, 150 years ago.
In Art Nouveau, I mean, what a timeless, unbelievably beautiful genre that is.
I think that one thing that's particularly special about that is the way that they looked at nature and incorporated the forms of it into their work.
And women within nature, mm-hmm. I think, is awesome.
Yeah, and I think that way of looking at a person as an example of something and transferring that beauty and that sense of nature into an individual, is that kind of transference is something that we see in contemporary art today. I mean, people are exploring a lot of the same concepts, but in fresh ways.
So tell us about today here and what somebody would experience.
Well, because we are able to have exhibitions changing in our four galleries, people will always be able to see something fresh, but because it is contemporary art, it's something that they'll be able to relate to in some way directly in their lives, and that connection is really present in contemporary art. So, for example, we have an exhibition up right now that speaks directly to some of the injustices and biases and systems directly related to race and the historical racism in the United States. And that is a topic that is raging here locally, regionally, across the country, and even internationally, if you think about Brexit and some of what's going on in Europe and North Africa. So when you come to the museum, you'll find that there's something that speaks to a pressing issue in your life or in the community, as well as some timeless themes that may have a fresh take or a different take. What does still life look like, and what are we pondering when we think about that when it's a pop art piece compared to something that may have been the turn of two centuries ago?
You're like 2 inches away from the University of Wisconsin campus, so I know that you must have some intimate interrelationships.
We do. We're very fortunate to have the University of Wisconsin and two other universities here in Madison. And one thing that we find is that there are people attracted to the university, particularly the art department, who are not just world-class professors, but also world-class artists. So we have exhibitions at times that draw on the strengths of the art community here, that have people who have connections or affiliations with the University of Wisconsin. And that's something that helps us, I think, when we think about how are we reflecting and engaging our community. Certainly the university population is a big one here in Madison.
Okay, let's cast the net wider. Kids and people in the community, making art accessible to them, bringing art, not only having them come here, but bringing art to them, and cost of entry, for example.
Yeah, well, we are very proud of the fact that we're able to maintain free admission to the museum, and our education programs are free. One thing that people might be surprised to hear is that we serve more people outside of the building than we serve inside of the building. So we may have 200,000 people come to the museum a year, but we'll serve more than that, way more than that, out in the community through some of our events and programs, one of which is Art on Tour, where we take artworks from the museum's collection into schools. We work with educators on curriculum directly related to those artworks. And our docents, who are very well-trained, super vibrant, fun group of people, go into the schools and partner with the art teachers at the schools that have accepted this exhibition. So we're very dedicated to making art accessible and meaningful and helping more people connect with the transformative power of art. That's something we spend a lot of our resources on.
That's really cool. Talk to us about ways that you attract the community to come here.
Well, right now, we are doing a significant amount of outreach related to the exhibition, directly addressing issues of race and imbalanced systems. We have an exhibition coming up that also speaks to those, and we hope draw a population that is homosexual and transgender. That's a big theme in the work of one of our upcoming artists. So we do a lot of targeted outreach. Sometimes the outreach is related to mathematicians. We had an exhibition that spoke to the role of math and geometry in artwork, and we did a lot of outreach to math professors and math teachers and scientists in our community. So we look at what are the themes in the artwork and who can we engage and who can we share this exciting news with.
Sounds like you have a lot of fun.
I have a great job. It's always changing. We have a lot of really fun events a year. We have fresh exhibitions all of the time. And I work with people who are really dedicated to engaging the community here locally and much beyond. We love to get the word out about all that we have going on. So our website is always updated with all of this fresh information. It's mmoca.org, 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 and my name is Erica Monroe Kane, and I'm so happy to have you here.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.